Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley here with Rock Paper Podcast. I want to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop. Find them right here in St. Louis, Missouri, in the Grand Center area, in the Dot Zach building. Go over, check it out, come by and visit them. You can go by or visit online, shop 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Be sure to follow along with Music Record Shop on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They're giving away tickets and records and all kinds of fun stuff throughout the day. So get involved, shop local, support local business. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. So you can also reach out if you have a local band you want to get your records on the shelf over there. Reach out and see how you can make that happen. Again, musicrecordshop.com.
Podcast is kind of like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hey, this is Danny Blaze with Brotherly and the Leather Jackals and That Rat, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Gripping my sheets.
Everybody, Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, hanging out today with Danny Blaze. Welcome back to the show, man.
Hey, Shane. It's good to see you, brother.
Yeah, great to see you. We were just talking about how it's been almost exactly 1 year since your last appearance we talked about that rat and all the stuff you've been up to and things. So
yeah,
it was a lot of fun that time, and I'm looking forward to catching up, see where what we've been up to the last year and things. And
for sure, me too. I appreciate you doing this.
Yeah, man. It's cool too, because this year also, along with your other bandmates in Brotherly, I've also had Josh and Sean on for solo episodes. Which,
yeah, it's cool.
Were really a lot of fun for me.
I like that we're doing that, and everybody's got so much going on in their free time and in their extracurriculars, you know. It's cool. It's fun to listen to too.
Yeah.
It's fun for everybody.
Well, and like, I thought those I was really happy with those because of how they, kind of a different side of what those guys do also. So
absolutely, for sure.
So it was really, really fun, but I love that, we can do something like that. And then we can also, you know, do a full on Brotherly one.
I was going to say, we're probably due for that too. Yeah. Maybe we should do that sooner rather than later. Yeah. I'm sure it'll happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
But, we do have, speaking of Brotherly, you guys will be appearing at this year's That Rat Fest 2 coming up. Next year's, I guess.
Yeah,
time
technically.
Recording this, but yeah, January 6th, you can come over to the Ready Room. You can see Brotherly and the Leather Jackals appearing with Dracula, the Death, Starbenders, and the Langoliers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, let's talk about this party.
Yeah, it should be good. One more band this year than we had last year. Last year was a 4-band bill, so try to make it a nice round 5. But it's gonna be a really good time. I'm excited. It's gonna start at 8 o'clock, so we're trying to get as much in as we can. It's really gonna just feel like, hopefully, festival style, like quick, just, you know, a band gets up and does their thing, and then you just boom, we're right on to the next one. So should be a good time. Dracula is headlining it this year. So that's probably the highlight for me right off the bat. I was really excited to get them on board.
Yeah.
And then Brother Lee's going to play. We've been on kind of a show break for the last little bit, working on a bunch of stuff. So that'll be fun to come back and do that. Starbenders are coming from Atlanta. So they're this really rad band that I just got turned on to in the last few months. And quick turnaround, I was able to get them to come back to St. Louis. The Death is also going to be performing. I'm trying to tell you a little bit about The Death. I'm just really stoked on this album they put out, Missouri Moon. Mm-hmm. It's really good, like LP, I suppose. Brother Lee has played some shows with them. We've gotten to be really good buddies with them, and I'm excited for them to do like a full performance at like a, you know, a venue like the Ready Room.
Right.
And then the Langoliers, those are buddies of ours. Just we've known them for a few years now, done a bunch of events with them. Yeah, our boys from Festus, so yeah. They're also on the bill.
Yeah, I love those guys, man. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
How'd you get to meet Starbenders?
Madison Price introduced me to them. Yeah, I was doing a That Rat Monday, which is my residency at Atomic Cowboy. And Madison just rolled up and was like, I played this show down the street at the Monocle with this band Starbenders. And they were just amazing. She was just like freaking out about it.
Right.
Told me all about them. She showed me some photos online really quick. And we're like, look at these guys. They're crazy. And then she's like, I'm told them to come down here and talk to you. And maybe we can put something together, you know. And it really just kind of went down like that. I met the singer, Kimmy, and just talked about St. Louis for a minute and just got to, you know, get some contact information and stuff. And I checked them out, and they just have such an amazing online presence that I, having never even seen them live, I'm just really excited about having them here. So. It just worked out. They were playing Nashville the night before, so they're able to make it work and get down here. They're just young musicians, like, hustling like everybody else, you know, so glad it worked out.
That's, my single favorite feeling is when I walk into a place not really knowing much about a band, and then you get to see them play, and then just, like, blows your mind.
Yeah, that's absolutely.
Like one of the greatest things, man. Like, so, just like... Madison went through, so yeah.
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, no, and I love that, dude. And then like I go out and tell all my friends. I'm like, you got to check this out.
Yeah,
sure. It's such a fun thing, and
it is. It feels like you're, I don't know. And with so much music going on in St. Louis and surrounding areas, and just there's just like so many bands out there right now. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's really cool when you connect with somebody who's just. I mean, you just run into somebody, and then you know, who knows? I just imagine that we'll only be closer friends with them afterwards, you know? Yeah. So, and that's kind of been something I'm personally trying to work on, is reaching outside of St. Louis.
Sure.
I've always been, like, a local guy, which is what I'm all about, so I love that. Trying to take a page out of, like, the Manus Brothers book and just explore what else is going on around the country and just bring people to us instead of just celebrating what we have here all the time.
Yeah, I think that's a beautiful thing because, like you said, it's nice to have those buddies on the road, like what they do. They, you know,
for sure.
Do a lot of show swap kind of stuff.
Absolutely, yeah, that's how it works.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's great to have an extended community and a network of friends that can help you out all over the country. So
yeah, big time, you know. And I've just been spending a lot more time, and I've recently been, you know, the last few months I've started working at the Ready Room, and so I'm excited to be involved and kind of be wearing several hats that night. I'm performing, I'm kind of hosting the event in a way, I'll be dealing and kind of just, you know, taking care of all aspects of the show, which so I'm just excited about it, you know.
Yeah.
Second year trying to, you know, take on more responsibility.
Yeah. What do you feel you've learned in this year now? Like, I mean, this is that rat was still pretty brand new at the time, and you were just kind of getting into this. You've been doing it for a while with other stuff, but this is kind of like at the time we spoke last, you were just kind of getting taken off. But you feel, what's the biggest thing you feel you learned over the last year of booking and running these shows and all this? And
yeah, I think the main thing would just be. To just try to be consistent and just always be busy. Yeah. My advice to anybody is to just do it a lot. And then there are just as many wonderful, flawless events, just as many as there are that are kind of, you know, some that don't really land and don't work out. So if you just kind of make it a lifestyle, there's really no pressure to fail or succeed because you're just living it. You're just doing it.
Sure.
So that's been the main thing I'm trying to do, is just enjoy each event as if, you know, try to separate the business and kind of just like why I'm doing it in the first place, which is just to do what I love. So trying to just keep going, I guess that's like what I'm trying to figure out is how to, is to keep working on longevity, but yeah, just enjoying it and not stressing out. That's really been my MO lately.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, I mean, they're big parties after everything.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You might gotta enjoy.
Yeah. I've been getting into a little bit of that. I've done a couple of the birthday party shows.
Yeah.
And, but that's my goal going into 2018, is to start booking more showcases and doing different stuff, more live shows. And, I don't know. I think it'll be a lot of fun. But it's like, it's stressful for me, you know, just cause like, I just want everyone to be great.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, I don't know. And, so, like, I get in my head sometimes, like, you know, just worrying about things, but it's
sure,
like...
Sure.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing, is just, like, to get out and just have fun with it, have a party. And,
absolutely.
And if, you know, and people are going to respond to that. If people are going to show up and then realize this is always just going to be a good time here, so...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm trying to, you know, I'm the type of person when it comes to these events and being an event planner or coordinator or promoter or, you know, all these things. My big thing is I do want everybody to be happy. So it's like, it's not enough for the fans to have a good time. I want the musicians to be taken care of and feel like they're really being treated well and just have a positive experience and want to come back and play these venues again and work with me again and all that stuff. And it's interesting working in the industry too. I want the bartenders to be happy. I want the staff to be happy.
Right.
I want the door person to be stoked on the clientele that's coming in. And I want, the fans and the people, the patrons, to obviously have a good time. So it is a lot of trying to just, you know, it feels like you're just trying to like kind of keep the wheels moving and just enjoy it all the while. So it's fun. It's something I like to do, and I enjoy running around, running upstairs, running back behind the bar, seeing what we need, running back for sound check, you know, doing all this stuff.
Sure.
It's a good time.
Yeah. So, again, that Rat Fest 2, January 6th at the Ready Room, right over there in the Grove. And, yeah, it's going to be a great time. You can, is there pre-sale tickets or?
Tickets are online. You can find them through the event itself, through the Ready Room's page. But, yeah, it's all ages, $10. So we're trying to just keep it pretty straight, bare bones, nothing too complicated. So doors will be open at 7, and we're starting right at 8 o'clock. We got to get through and got to give everybody plenty of time to get up there and get off. So it's going to be a good time.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm pumped, man. That's a great bill, and it's going to be a wild night. And there's great posters, too. What do you said, Brittany, right?
Brittany from Button Booty, yeah. So she is someone that Brother Lee has worked with. And we got a round of our buttons done with them when we did the Boredom Leads to the Bottle EP release show. That was at the Duck Room. And that was, I'm looking at the flyer on my wall now, I don't know what, 2016, I think, 15? Yeah. I don't remember. But she's just great. She draws these caricatures, and the whole idea was I asked if we could do my face with a rat and like a Wayne's World 2 kind of vibe, and she just totally nailed it. She just did exactly what I, even more so than what I could have thought of. So, kudos to her.
Yeah, it looks great. I that's such a fun, you know, like I said, you got another one too, but it's like, it's such a fun thing to kind of have that as a cartoon character now and stuff. And like,
you know, we're immortalized now, you know?
I did, when me and Chris started the show, he had a friend that was an animator and did a little mock-up of us as cartoons.
I remember that. Yeah, that was your first round of stickers.
Yeah, right? So it was kind of, it was just fun to have that, you know, having being a cartoon character.
It's very funny, and I'm not artistic in that sense. I mean, I can't draw at all. I mean, I did a few art classes in high school and stuff, but pen to paper is really embarrassing whenever I'm trying to draw anything. Sure. So to see somebody do it, and that's another thing too, instead of having something created, you know, online, I don't know, I just wanted something that looked more original and looked kind of more authentic and one of a kind, and she was rad. We never even met up in person. This was all via email and stuff. Just like, she would send me a little rough draft of like the kind of the grayscale outline before it had any color. Mm-hmm. So that was really fun too, to watch her have like a couple different drafts, and then she's like, here it is, here's the whole thing.
Yeah.
And she just killed it. She snuck the little Ready Room logo in there, which was like a last minute thing, but all the little details I really like. She put this Dracula button on my vest.
Yeah.
And like the little Dracula on the shirt. Like, I know those guys were getting a kick out of it. And
yeah. No, that's awesome. Right. And I agree. I think like having kind of a one of kind of art kind of thing, and that some, maybe, you know, if you wanted to, you know, even like sell the show or do different stuff, yeah, something like that. Like,
totally.
You know, it's just fun to have that different things where you can, you know, keep that memory, you know, and like frame them on the wall and stuff. I'd have a ton of show posters on, framed at the house and stuff.
Me too. Me too. That's definitely my thing. So posters are always fun. I really love the physical card stock, whatever you want to call it. Just you know, like you said, the ones that you'd pick up at a show and frame.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep.
Good time.
Oh, yeah.
So be looking for these around town for sure. I just hit the Grove. Josh hit the Grove as well. Went down to Cherokee Street. So they're kind of all over.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, and check out Button Booty.
Check out Button Booty for sure. Very cool stuff.
Yeah. You guys have some other stuff in the works. For Brother Lee, you said you're also planning to hit the road this spring, right?
Yeah, we've been kind of gearing up and just getting ready for a lot of stuff in the new year. Since we've had our relationship and experience with Gaslight for, you know, over a year now, we're kind of just like, you know, it's time for new material. It's time to start thinking about new everything. So we've just been gearing up for that. Just worked on getting a permanent vehicle down, and you know, we went on tour last year for March for like the South by Southwest experience, and we're gonna go for a similar experience this year. Kind of do it within the same schedule, you know, same week or two that you can play with in March. That's usually the hot spot time around the country for that. But anyway, we're just gonna throw together another tour and be working on that. So yeah, I'm really excited. We started working on some new material. And it's all very exciting. Yeah. So this will be the first show we've done in, you know, I think the last show we played was October 13th, which was Friday the 13th at the Sinkhole. Mm-hmm. And so anyway, that's a long break for us, man. We've been together a long time, and that's the longest we've ever gone without playing a show. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you guys played quite a bit for a while there.
Yeah, like, for so, sure. Yeah. Like, I think we were up to at least a show a week for at least 2 years, and then, you know, it varies, of course. But right. But yeah, it's been nice. You know, the holidays have been a big part of that, too, and everybody's just been taking November and December to kind of just, like, catch up, do sure. some other things, and yeah. I'm excited to be excited about the new year. You know, it's a good feeling.
Yeah, man. I'm pumped, man. I'm ready for some new material out there. So
yeah, dude.
Hopefully we'll get a new record in 2018 or something.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose I can't say anything for sure, but that's right. that's a pretty safe bet.
Yeah, yeah, man. So along with that Rat Fest, that Rat is also. Like you said, yeah, Mondays at the Bootleg, which you've been doing more like a singer-songwriter kind of a little, and some DJ stuff
yeah.
over there. And mm-hmm. So it's a little more laid-back kind of vibe over there. You have on the calendar coming up? Or
I would have to look and yeah. remind myself. I think I know Josh is in the next swing. We're closed for Christmas, of course. Mm-hmm. And then I believe Josh Aker is actually going to do a solo set next, if I remember.
Okay.
But that's been really fun. I really enjoy those on Mondays. It's a good industry night experience, you know. And then in the last few weeks, I guess it's been a better part of a month or more, I started doing That Rat Tuesday at Gaslight. And that's kind of the lounge experience, as I'm sure you're familiar with. And, the kind of the short version is basically what we do is I just throw up a sheet on the wall or on the glass wall for Gaslight, that is. And we've just been playing video games on a projector.
Yeah, I stopped by a little bit ago and I knocked out a podcast.
I remember that.
Playing some Tony Hawk
yeah.
on there and stuff.
It's a good time. I don't know where that all snowballed into a thing. I've been talking to JB for a long time about doing something up there. I'm just always down to, I mean, it's kind of the band's like central location, so I've been, you know, been trying to get in cahoots there as much as I can. Mm-hmm. But Tuesdays have been really fun. I usually get there around 7, and then it's just about bringing people out to hang out and socialize, especially like, again, with all this holiday stuff, it's everybody's so busy and we're all just getting kind of spread thin, you know, like the summertime is when everybody's out and we're all in like this big collection. I think wintertime is usually hibernation for a lot of us and writing and all this stuff. So mm-hmm. it's cool to get people to come interact on a Tuesday and just come in and, you know, have some place like where you can just get the Gaslight experience on a sure. weeknight, you know.
Are you always, I mean, is it always going to be video games or are you planning to take music in there too?
Yeah, that was something that got brought up right away is, are you going to book bands? And a lot of people asked if they could play Tuesdays. Like, oh, you're booking at Gaslight now. It's like, well, it's not really a performance kind of event. It's really hard to say. They're so cool. They're so open-minded that's been the first draft idea is let's just play some video games. Wii bowling has been kind of the thing lately.
Yeah.
So we've been doing that. And just enjoying kind of just being together and just playing it by ear. It's cool. They just let me play the music and kind of take over while I'm there. So mm-hmm. it's a good time. It's definitely worth checking out. Some of my friends from high school said that they were going to try to get a group of people together and come onto one of these Tuesdays and do like a mini mock high school reunion. Cause my tenure was just like around, like it happened this past summer and like it just got canceled. Like nobody went.
So. Huh. That's crazy. We had our tenure, and it was really small. We had a small graduating class, mm-hmm. but I think it was only like two of us in our graduating, or not 200 of us in our graduating class, and I think maybe 50, 60 or something showed up for our tenure or something.
For sure.
Like that. I mean, it wasn't bad for what it was, but like we just hung out and had some appetizer kind of stuff. And
totally.
But it's kind of a bummer that they just canceled the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't remember what happened. I think I remember hearing about it, and then it just didn't pan out, but yeah. It's, you know, what I like about these residencies is letting people know if you want to catch up or if you want to experience kind of what I've been doing, you can come on Monday, you can mm-hmm. come on Tuesday, or you can find me down at the Ready Room, or you can find me kind of all over. So it's nice. It's nice to be getting it ironed out and getting my schedule filled. And the joke has been kind of like, where is the next one going to be? Am I going to just have That Rat week every week?
Yeah.
So who knows?
All right. Yeah, man. That's, I mean, that's an exciting feeling, though, to, like, that there it could be an option to you know, that rat every night, you know.
So, yeah, so. Man, just gotta chalk it up to St. Louis City, because it's just there's always an event happening somewhere. Mm-hmm. There's a happy hour, or there's specials, or there's some kind of themed entertainment. And my experience living in the city, which has been 5 years now, I've just been able to. It's been amazing that I can apply the education I got when I went to school for PR, but also just enjoy the live music scene, which is something I've been into since I was a teenager.
Right.
And kind of just put it all into one. You know, I didn't have to move to Chicago to work with PR. I didn't have to leave to do something like that. So that's really been my overall view of the city, man. I'm loving it.
Sure. Well, you got that Rat Fest is more of the winter, and then you got Jackal Fest thrown in the summer and stuff. Mm-hmm. Are you you thinking about doing some other things, some other bigger events in between and stuff? Or
yeah, it's something that we definitely talk more about. That Rat Fest is usually more my baby, and I usually try to take the wheel with that one. But you're right about Jackal Fest. That's the summertime gig, and that's more of the big collaboration. Right. That's like Josh, Sean, Zach, and I pulling our resources together, just doing everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. These fall 6 months apart, so mm-hmm. it kind of feels appropriate to do the summer and then do the winter. It's funny how I got this last year. I don't know how accurate this is, but I was told statistically January 6th or the week after New Year's is statistically the hardest night to book, the hardest weekend to book, because okay. everybody's had their holiday fun and then they've had the New Year's.
It's ready for a break. Huh?
And then everybody usually is on their New Year's resolution, which is like not going out, not doing this, not right. doing that. So, but in my eyes, it's like, let's do the first week of the new year. So to me, it's a great opportunity. And especially mm-hmm. since, there's less to compete with, you know?
Yeah.
Or in my eyes, there's less to compete with. I guess that's really what it comes down to, is getting people out of the house in January if it's, you know, if it's a cold one.
Right. Well, I mean, and that's the thing with any Friday. I mean, doesn't matter what day it is, but any Friday or Saturday in St. Louis, there's always like 30 shows going on.
That was me last night. Yeah. It was like, are you going to the Manus Brothers show, or are you going to... see Dracula. It's like that's really what it's about right. lately. It's a lot going on. That's great, man. Yeah. I mean, it's what a great problem
for
to
sure.
have.
Yeah. The same thing I talk about when I was booking some of my shows, and it's like, you just got to roll the dice. You're like, all right, you pick the date. Let's make the best of it. But it's like, you're just, you know, afraid that like all of a sudden like 100 other bands are going to book that same night.
And mm-hmm.
But
my boys in Old Souls Revival, who I know, they're about to put out their new album, and they are doing the week after that. Mm-hmm. And I was talking to Jeremy Reedy, the drummer, and he's like, man, I'm so stoked that we're not on the same weekend. Same night. I was like, me too. I'm so glad sure. we're not. And, you know, above all, I get to go to both. So I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, man, I'm pumped for that too. That's
That record is so good.
Yeah.
The new Old Souls Revival album is awesome.
We'll be hanging out this week. So
sweet. Oh, that's great. I didn't know that.
Should get a little sneak peek at it. So
yeah, dude, you will. It's really good. Yeah. Really good.
So check out those guys. January 13th at Old Rock
House. Old Rock House, I'm pretty sure. I know that's got La Pons and Pono AM. And Pono AM is about to be rich and famous, so you better go see them now before they blow up.
Yeah. Yeah, fresh off tour too.
So. Yeah, man, everybody is just killing it. We could talk for another hour just about the scene, I feel like.
But it is so exciting, though, man, to see our buddies doing what they're doing, and especially, you know, working the road, doing different stuff.
Yeah, man, like, it's a whole other thing. That's what I'm learning is just...
We talked about Bruiser Queen off mic for a moment there, about mm-hmm. their new record and stuff, and like, it's just, yeah... It's exciting times for our St. Louis music scene. And
I agree. Couldn't agree more.
Yeah, man. I don't know, man. So that rat is taking over, man. It's crazy. Is it just cool to see, like, you had this idea and hard work is paying off, man. Like,
I appreciate that.
It's just really exciting for me, like I said, to be part of all this with you guys and just watching that you... put it in the hustle and it's working.
So. Yeah, man, I appreciate that. It's really nice that we have, it feels like at this point I've got a guy for everything, for lack of a better term. Yeah. But, I hit you up whenever I need to do something for an interview or for some kind of promotion. I can hit up Button Booty for some graphic design and some art. It really is cool to have so many people so involved. There's such a big scene. And then, you know, we've got our photography buddies, we've got our MCs that can host, we have, you know, relationships with like Urban Chestnut and Four Hands so they can take care of the beer, and then when I want to go up to Oyster Bar, I might run into you at the door. Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's great. Yeah. I really like how it all overlaps and is just kind of like, it's a big melting pot for sure.
Yeah, that was, I bumped into you and Martha up there the other night. That was fun.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It was nice to see you guys like just out, not at a show.
Yeah.
not having to record a podcast, totally, hanging out or whatever. Totally. And stuff, so.
Yeah, I feel you on that, man. It is nice to be out and about and just socialize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. It's one of my favorite things up there. Like, let alone the music's awesome,
sure,
and I get paid, you know, to work there and stuff. So that
can't beat that.
But the networking I get to do at that door, just like you're saying, now, you know, I've met so many people just through there, you know, and stuff, that where you have all these connections. When, you know, and it's nice to pull some strings when you need it.
Sure, got to cash in on, you know, you have to. You got to have your lifelines and your buddies that you call up, and because they're doing the same thing for you, you know.
Yeah, man. You, I did put your picture up here online and see if anybody had some questions for you.
Oh, nice.
And, we did get a couple, right in, and,
I'm sure I know everybody that commented.
the first, one I thought was pretty great was, a young man named Derek writes in, actually it's, I don't know why it's not loading. One second. So Derek writes in and asks him what his favorite Grammy Sammy is, and then ask him if he'll bring me a Grammy Sammy.
I'm looking at it on my phone too now. Yeah. Derek Quigley. Yeah, Derek's my boy. Derek is... It's hilarious. That's a funny question. My favorite gramophone sandwich is the vegetarian.
Yeah.
Just because... Whitney Robinson turned me onto the veggie, and I also eat meat, so it's hard for me not to get some of the other ones. The Del Cortivo is really good. There's a lot of good stuff there, but the veggie is just so good, always so delicious and fresh. And it's also the kind of sandwich that you can eat and still like have a beer afterwards and not be just like falling asleep.
All right.
So I would say the veggie is my favorite.
Yeah. A special they had up there. Was meatloaf and mashed potatoes or something.
That's
like
insane,
that, or something kind of crazy.
It's wild, dude.
I was like, man, that sounds awesome. and then they had one, I guess the last one I remember, I don't know. I love the weekly specials just because they're always just something crazy and they sound amazing, and they always are delicious. And
it is. It's good stuff. It's it's continuing to be... It's hard to get away from. It's so hard not to go there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll leave Ready Room and I'll go get a sandwich. I'll get off.
Sure.
Just anywhere. If I'm in the Grove and I haven't eaten yet, that's where I'm going for sure. And I mean, you just see all our buds there, and they have such an awesome staff there. They really do. I like everybody there. And the vibes are good, you know? I love playing pool up there. Their pool table's great.
It's just kind of, obviously it's working out very well for them, but... It was just kind of crazy to kind of follow the evolution of what, you know, it was a music venue mm-hmm. that started serving sandwiches, and the sandwiches, you know, we're doing well, but then all of a sudden they scrapped the music and then
crazy.
A sandwich shop now and stuff, but, I don't know. The sandwiches are awesome. So
another big thing too, I think that a lot of people forget, or some people tend to forget, is, like the vinyl scene. Like there are so many good DJs spinning records up there.
Yeah.
Like Julian, DJ Sayward, he's up there a lot, and he performs and plays music up there all the time, and it's just like, it's just hit after hit. It's like, it's hard to explain, like to go hear music in a bar, but you hear like popular music that you know, but it's not like just the stuff you've been hearing everywhere else.
Right.
I don't know, that's a very broad term or way of describing it, but... But yeah, dude, they have a great crew, and just that was actually Brother Lee's first show was at Gramophone.
Oh yeah,
when they were a venue.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, we just got back from. I had just come back from Bonnaroo that year. I remember we just like got home at like late night Saturday or Friday or something, played it the next day. I remember it was like, for me it was crazy, but that green room is down there is really cool too. It's a shame that there's no. Well, I don't know what it is now. I don't know. The Green Room or the Gramophone's awesome.
Yeah. I did a podcast down there one night.
Nice.
Never was aired, but it was just fun to get to hang out down there.
Totally.
DJ Sayward, he did a That Rat Monday, didn't he?
Awesome. Monday he did. Yeah, I have him come through on Mondays for sure. Same with Dan Sex Hour. Those are the Music Record Shop dudes, and so they, you know, I mean, they have their like pick of the litter for sure. They're getting all the good stuff.
Yeah,
I love those guys.
Yeah, and then I also like speaking of some of the music coming through Gramophone. A bunch of our buddies. Nick Gussman and Josh. They all play it.
All the crew,
It's cool to see a bunch of our homies getting to do some acoustic stuff up there.
It's great, you know, and I tell Josh this all the time, and Sean, and, you know, being a drummer, which is what I am, I can't go pop up shop and play live for people like that. That's just never been something that I've had the availability to do, but I envy that a lot, and just the fact that they can go out and just, you know, entertain the room with just themselves. I just think that's awesome. And I think it's like, you know, get out there, dudes, go make some extra money, you know, your thing.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, you can get involved in all things That Rat on Facebook. You can find all the events and stuff there and things, That Rat Productions on Facebook.
Yep.
Is there an Instagram for That Rat?
That Rat on Instagram is just my personal Instagram, Rat Danny. But I do a lot of promoting there. Mm-hmm. And probably the main thing, any kind of upside to following me on there would be for shenanigans on our story. For like before load-in at Ready Room, stuff like that. So I do kind of keep up with like my behind-the-scenes kind of experiences on Instagram. Yeah, it's That Rat Danny.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You, Corey also wrote in, I forget, another fan question was, how does he maintain those devilish good looks?
Devilish. I was going to say, that's probably the main thing. Wear a lot of black,
right.
Grow your hair long, and get some solid band tees and a cut-off jean jacket. Right. That's the standard issue.
There you go. What was a picture of him like naked in bed or something?
That was so ridiculous. Yeah, he sent it to the Pono AM guys while they were on tour. Prunes is what we call him, Corey Pruno. Right. He is in the Langoliers. Another nice plug for That Rat Fest. Yeah, dude, they're so
funny.
As talented as everyone is, there are so many in that crew that are just some of the funniest people I've ever met. Like Corey is really funny. Matt Bosler's in that crew too, and he does all these like ridiculous show ideas.
Just got that tattoo
for of every anime I watched. That was so funny, dude. He cracks me up. He's rad. I've gotten to spend more time with him over the years, and he also prints t-shirts, and he's got a, you know, another example of people who are just doing five things at once. But Corey and Matt do that print shop.
Matt's become a good friend over the last couple of years, and just always makes me laugh at all the stuff he's up to.
Big time.
Yeah. Man. Well, get involved. A lot of cool things happening for That Rat and Brother Lee and everything. We got some music coming soon. Hopefully, we'll have some tour. Get involved, Brother Lee. Also on Facebook and Instagram, you can catch them. Hopefully, coming to a city near you this spring.
Yeah, totally.
On the road and. But yeah, That Rat Fest 2 coming up January 6th, Dracula, Brother Lee, The Death, Starbenders, and the Langoliers. $10 tickets to get you in for five bands. That's a heck of a deal.
Not too bad.
Yeah, so. But yeah, man, I appreciate you doing this again, and it's always a pleasure getting hanging.
Yeah.
Getting to catch
Thanks again
up,
for so. Having me. I really appreciate you doing this, Shane. It's just as fun as it is helpful to get the word out, so I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, thank you. All right, buddy. I'll see you later, man.
Take care.
Rock Paper Podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.